from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, let me summarize what we're talking about. Tim McMahon works for NBA.com. I got to check that. He might be ESPN. Can somebody check that, Tim McMahon?
He used to be in Dallas.
He's been around for a while. Yeah. He's good. He was shedding some light on the Warriors' possible trade with the Jazz. And who do the Jazz want? Pajemski? Do they want Kamenga? We're talking about for Markkanen. Here's what Tim McMahon said.
Educated speculation, I think Pajemski would have to be in the deal. Obviously, you're talking about a ton of picks. I don't know how much the Jazz would press on Kamenga. I do think, like, if Pajemski's not in the deal, there wouldn't be a deal.
See, that right there is
what
goes to Pods being more valuable
to the Jazz.
Because of the control they would have.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because Danny Ainge doesn't think Kuminga's any good. Okay. I don't know.
Wow. And I don't believe that. Like the other caller, two calls before Austin, like, I don't think there's too many people out there saying JK has not got a bright future, you know?
Okay, so Tim McMahon says that Danny Ainge wants Pajemski. He doesn't even know if he's pressing for Kuminga.
Right.
Okay, well, that tells us a little something. And then today on the morning show, Anthony Slater is talking about Pods.
I mean, they don't want to trade him. He is, you know, beloved organizationally. They think he has, like, winning qualities. And one of, I would say, the rare aspects of Pajemski compared to their other recent draft picks is not only, obviously, does the front office love the talent and draft him and want him to play, but the head coach, as a rookie, like, couldn't keep him off the floor, right? I mean, Steve Kerr's putting him in his best lineup last year. His plus-minus is great. He's raving about him, you know, as a rookie. So there is not much of an appetite for the Warriors to trade him. Now, again, like, if it comes down to a major trade and he is the swing piece, like, you know, sometimes you do have to give stuff up. We'll see. But yeah, they're not actively looking to move him. But part of the reason why he has an appeal not only to the Warriors but on the market to a team like Utah, he's got 3 more years of very cheap money. You know, he's just entering year 2 of a 4-year rookie deal, and he was the 19th overall pick. That's really cheap, you know, labor in a lot of ways. But that's also why the Warriors want to protect him.
And I would add, maybe an issue with Kuminga is other teams might be scared of how much they have to pay him. That's all.
Yeah, and I wonder if the Warriors are one of them.
Man, I don't know. That's a good question. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go out to my favorite, second favorite, third favorite city behind Oakland and San Francisco. And San Jose.
The Yoon.
No. Let's go to Jason in Philly. What's up, Jace? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to touch base. I think the issue isn't whether Pods is projected to be better than Kuminga, because I think most people see Kuminga as the talent with the most top end or the higher ceiling.
Right.
The issue is that we overvalue Jonathan Kuminga as Warrior fans. Mm. I look at him. I think he's going to be great. I think he's probably a fringe all-star in the future. But I don't see him as a superstar. I don't see him as a perennial all-star even. He has a lot of holes in his game. Number one, the jumper. His left hand isn't strong. He likes to, if he doesn't get to the rim, he spins back and goes to the fadeaway with his left. He's not good off ball, which really hurts in our system. And so when I look at him and I project about long term, even his defense is a little overrated. His rebounding is weak for his size. But I think he's going to be great. But I think that's what happens when Utah gets involved. They're looking at a guy like, are we going to pay him $38 million a year, but his offensive game is limited, his defensive game isn't game-changing, and we can find athletes like Johnny Kuminga throughout the draft if that's what we're really going for, somebody that can slash and score in the open court.
Wow. Hear you, Jason. I hear you. You think the Warriors, what do you think about his overarching point that he thinks we as Warrior fans are overrating Kuminga a little bit?
Well, it's nobody's overrating. He has a Warrior jersey. And if you want to think about the present, the past, and the future, you got to rate him. And Jonathan Kuminga on many nights, including last year, Stani, when guys were not available, he took off. And from a physical standpoint, he's a stud. He's got it.
We know that. We know that.
Yeah, can he be polished enough when it's his name on the marquee? Right now it's Steph and Dre, and he's trying to be the third or fourth.
Yeah, let me.
But if I pay him that money, I think a lot of it is in 3 years. Can he be our guy?
Well, let me tell you something, and I know that's the question. And I know you're kind of doing it because, but you know, you actually kind of are hinting that because of Steph Curry, Kuminga's not able to blossom.
There's a degree of that. And not 100.
Well, let me tell you what scares the S out of me is Jonathan Kuminga without Steph Curry on the team.
And Carter came in here and said, he run the floor like Barnes or Cade Cunningham? He said that he thinks that would be a nightmare. I'm paraphrasing. If Kuminga had to do those things right now, because I keep saying, put him on those teams and watch him cook. Stani, the man's gifted. He's got some talent. It's about, is he going to grow into him?
Yeah, I like Kuminga. I like him a lot.
But we'll find out. How much do you like him?
But am I ready to pay him this kind of money, upwards of 200, upwards of 200 right now?
Let's do this.
That's where I'm like, I wouldn't.
All right, I get you. I just wouldn't. Yeah. Let's say he has the same year he had last year. Would you be more convinced or would you be perplexed? Kuminga.
How'd we do as a team? I know you don't care about that.
Hey, stop. I'm the one that's had losing sleep because they didn't make the offs. Let's say you lose in the first round. You go in as a play-in.
You make the playoffs.
Yeah, you make the playoffs losing first round. But it wasn't his fault.
So he doesn't get better.
Yeah, he does. He averaged 22.
Okay.
Shoot 34% from three.
I'll make that decision next year.
All right.
Seriously.
It's coming faster than I think you believe.
What is?
That decision. I think they already may know.
They might. They probably do.
And it's on. What did Lacob talk about the coaches? I know Stotts and Stackhouse. I heard the afternoon guys, Bonte and Shasky, talking about the coaches and the impact, but Stani, I think a lot of it is what's around him to get Kuminga to be able to check those boxes on your to-do list. Because there was a lot of heavy stuff.
Like, the only thing that involves his teammates is can he ever make them better? He can rebound without any help from his teammates.
But he fades away when he doesn't need to on his shots.
His mid-range game, that's the best part of his game. He gets into the middle and gets that little 15-footer. Yeah. Like, that's his bread and butter. He gets out on the break, he finishes. Now, he doesn't handle it great on the break, and he's got to work on his three-point shooting. But
on the break, it's over if you're not back.
Well, that means he's good at dunking without anybody there.
We got a super chat from Ion, Steven. I love JK, $5, but he's not worth it if he can't shoot 35% or better from three. Not in this system. It's interesting.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump into the conversation, Giants for Life in the YouTube chat. Go find a GM who genuinely thinks that Pods is a better player and has a better ceiling than JK. As soon as you find that GM, which you won't, try to... Listen.
Yeah, and I agree. Right.
Nobody is saying Pajemski's better than Kuminga or that Kuminga doesn't have a higher ceiling than Pajemski. But Pajemski is under contract for 3 more years at like $15 million. And he was a first-team all-rookie, and he's shown that he's already got some stuff that he can hang his hat on in the NBA. I don't really care if my guards rebound.
Yeah.
But he rebounds consistently as a guard. And to me, he rebounds so consistently as a guard that, yeah, you know what? You can count on Pajemski to get 6, 7, 8 rebounds a game. That's one thing he does well. I think he's extremely tough-minded, too.
But we're going to see what the adjustment teams make now on Pods, knowing what's he going to do. He's going to put his body on the line. He's going to rebound with reckless abandon. Okay, what do I need to do to make him less impactful? Box his ass out. And I believe he caught the league by storm, and to his credit. But we're going to see the adjustment to the adjustments, Donnie, on Pods.
If Jonathan Kuminga was as gritty as Brandon Pajemski and was his, like, if Jonathan were mentally tough, like, that's the other thing. People, he's got to get mentally tougher, Jonathan Kuminga. That's another thing he's got to do. But all I'm saying is I can see why other teams wouldn't be interested in Kuminga because they don't know what he is. And he's going to want a lot of money. Free the people.
Free
the people in Oakland.
Gentlemen, a pleasure to be on with you. A pleasure to be on with you guys on this lovely Wednesday. Hope you're having a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Just a couple things that I've been hearing in the conversations that you guys are having. I understand that we're not going to compare Brandon to JK because obviously it's going to be a disparity on the comparison. And I get the money. I don't think that Brandon Pajemski will ever be a $40 million player a year, even at his apex.
I think we got to think
about, are the Warriors a better team going forward with Brandon Pajemski versus JK if they were to get Lowry? Lowry is a spot-up guy, a catch-and-shoot guy, more than he is a slasher. If we get rid of JK, who's getting to the free throw line for us next year to give us any chance to get teams in the bonus? We already suck at getting to the free throw line. These are tangibles that I don't think people are thinking about right now. Another thing is, why do we draft a guy 7th if we're not going to have faith that he's going to pan out and be the player that we want him to be? It's obvious that the Warrior system is limited in his ability to do things, and also Kerr's insistence on playing Wiggins over him, which last year seemed like one of the dumbest decisions to make. I'm not questioning Steve Kerr. I think he's a great coach, one of the best ever. But also, the choice to put Wiggins back in and then curtail Jonathan Kuminga's minutes. I know he had a little injury, slight injury last year to cause a little bit of minutes to go away, but like, his production was there. Do I see him being a superstar? No, I do not. But I also know that this NBA TV money is getting ready to come into play, and these salary caps are going to have to go up. And as much as we don't value him as a $40 million player in today's cap, when that cap rises, his $40 million deal may look like a $25 million a year deal. Not currently, right now, it's not that. So I know we have to factor in what it is right now, but I know for a fact that the salary cap has to jump, because if you're going to be paying your top player $65 million, which Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum will be making, the cap got to go up. But so I say you pay JK. I say you try and pay him now before the season starts, because if he has a breakout season, you're guaranteed to have to give him 180 to 200. If you try and give him 150 to maybe 160 right now, I think he signs that contract, because he has to know that his value is somewhere in the middle and not at the 200s. I don't think 120, 108 to 120, I don't think that's going to get him to sign. I think he's going to be offended. I say you give him 150, 160, you get him there, you hope the cap goes up, and you play ball from there. I'm down to trade Pajemski for Lowry, because long-term, he's not going to bring as much value for what he can do just as a player. So that's my two cents, guys. I hope y'all have a great Wednesday. It's always a pleasure to call in. Thank you for taking my call. Have a good one, guys.
A lot of great points.
All of them were great points.
Yeah, and you look at Curry, starting when he was 21. It took 2009. It took him to 2015 before he was Curry. You know right. what I mean?
And that and Curry had as good of a basketball foundation as anybody coming into the league at that time. He'd been playing basketball in arenas with his dad since he was 7 years old. How many years did he play at Davidson?
Yeah, no, I got you. Fundamentally sound, he came to the league with that.
You know, the other thing, and again, I actually believe that one team isn't into Kuminga, at least, and it's the Jazz. I don't think they're into Kuminga. Because, let me ask you this.
I feel like that's holding up the deal.
What
Kuminga, the Warriors not parting ways with Kuminga.
I don't think Ainge wants him. Because I'm Danny Ainge, okay? I got this guy, Lauri Markkanen, all right? And he's making $18 million a year, right?
Yep.
And we can extend him on August 6th. And they might be able to extend him for $30 to $35 million. Why would Danny Ainge want Jonathan Kuminga instead of Lauri Markkanen if he knows Kuminga's going to want more money than Markkanen? And right now, Markkanen's a better player.
Yeah, but there's a six-year gap in regard to age difference.
Right.
Not the amount of missed games that Markkanen has on his Carfax report. So little things like that. But I think Ainge or any other GM could look at Jonathan Kuminga, and maybe the Warriors are doing it now, we don't know, and say this could be our cornerstone.
I think I think there's a scenario in which Danny Ainge looks at Jonathan Kuminga and says, no chance. It's like, I've watched Danny Ainge for 40 years. I watched him play. I watched him talk. I just don't think Kuminga's his type of player. I just don't. I could be wrong. Hell, they may acquire him today and extend him tomorrow. I don't know. But I just don't. When Tim McMahon says, I think Ainge wants Pods and not Kuminga, I don't think it's necessarily because he hates Kuminga, but he knows he has to pay Kuminga, and I could see Danny Ainge liking Pajemski. That's all. Mike's in Santa Clara. What's up, Mike? How you doing, man?
Good guys. Thank you for taking my call again. Look, there were so many good points made on the previous callers and everything. I agree that, the Kuminga thing, he doesn't, Danny Ainge, look, first off, he's being a selfish SOB out of anything. He's wanting everything and everything. And with the Pods part of it, I feel like it is a contract control kind of factor. He doesn't want to pay Kuminga, but I would rather potentially give up Kuminga over Pods. I mean, this is just my personal opinion, guys. I actually see some Jason Kidd in Pods, in my opinion. I mean, the way he just is able to play the ball on both sides of it, my God, I see Jason Kidd in the guy. But in regards to that, I just don't know if it's even worth to even trade all that. Look, if he was able to give JK with some picks out of it, and there, and on top of that, I also feel like Dunleavy is being played as if not being taken seriously as a GM. That's just my personal opinion. Just because he's new to it, I know he was part of the assistant part of it as it is, but I just don't feel like he's being taken seriously when it comes to the trade talks. I don't know if that's also because Danny Ainge is who he is. I think it's just Danny Ainge being Danny Ainge.
Right.
But I just don't think I would actually do the trade. If I had the choice, I would like to sign Kuminga to let's say about $130 million deal.
Sure.
And still keep Pods under control, but just not even go for Laurie at this point. I really wouldn't do it and just see what happens. Now, again, there's also the case of, what's going to happen with, Steph's timeline. It's always about Steph's timeline and what happens with that. So I'll keep it to you guys at that point. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, look, thanks for the call. Stoney, I love comps more than anybody, I think, in your life. But, man, Jay Kidd was a one-man fast break, one of the fastest with the ball in his hands. So I don't see that from Pods. Now, he might have been talking about, other things, but I don't see Jay Kidd when I watch Pods.
There's another reason why I'd be reluctant to do something with Kuminga right now. And the reason is, if I look ahead to 25-26, that's when Kuminga's contract would kick in. Well, you know what? Right now, the Warriors only have Steph under contract, Wiggins, and Green. Those are their big money guys. And the way I would look at it is, I'll tell you what, if we could somehow not pay Kuminga this year, get him to play for $7.6 million this year, and then he's restricted, and you can somehow move Wiggins during this year, then next year you've got some action in terms of free agency. But if you sign Kuminga right now, he's going to take up $40 million of your cap in 25-26.
And I think you might be on to something.
The only thing, by not signing Kuminga this year, I get it. He wants his money, and we don't know.
But he ain't going to throw a hissy fit or IU.
I don't know. I mean, I'll be fair there. I don't know. But if you don't sign Kuminga to an extension this year, you could set up potential for a lot of flexibility next offseason.
If you got off of Wiggins, too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
How can they not? They have to know that. Now, just hearing you say that the way you just did, I don't think, will Kuminga be pouting or throwing a hissy fit if he doesn't get extended? Like, I think they know we just did not make the playoffs. I don't want to be cruel here, but I feel like now, Steiny, how he feels about not getting extended is probably at the bottom of their list as an organization. It has to be.
Well,
when you bring up what you just did.
Or you have to be willing to live with him not being happy.
Okay. And you did that half of last year, right? And for different reasons.
I mean, I'm not sure Kuminga's been happy here, to be honest with you. I mean, he's been fine. I mean, he's not a problem at all. I mean, he's a good kid, but he's frustrated probably because he wants more playing time.
Beard wanted me to ask you this on the YouTube chat. Could you see Pods being a poor man's Brunson? I was like, let me throw that to Steiner.
Yeah,
he's crafty.
I don't know. I don't know what Pods is.
Wow.
But I know
he's a baller.
But I know he's cheap right now.
But he's got heart too. Outside of that,
yeah. But he does.
He's crafty.
Here's the other thing. As long as we're bringing up Kuminga, so are we extending Moody this year? Are we extending Moses Moody? He's due for an extension. I mean, we're not talking big money
The words coming
like
out Kuminga. My mouth.
But what do you do with Moody? He's in the same class as Kuminga.
Oh my God.
I think his arrow's headed up, Steiny. You're right. It ain't big money compared to the others, but I think he's carving out a role for him on this team, for himself on this team.
Yeah, I mean,
who knows? He might be your starting team. Well,
he might be.
Pods has to be at the one and Curry at the two. Then you take those duties away from Steph and he doesn't wear down. Who would be your backup, Melton?
For what?
Bringing your backup point.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of Pajemski starting this year, but he might. I don't know. I like the idea. See, I don't mind Curry playing one because Draymond can always bring the ball up and take that responsibility off him. Steph will play some two for sure. But I'm just wondering, what about Moody? What are we doing with Moody?
Moses.
I don't know what we're doing with Moody. It's all about Kuminga. It's all about upside. Not a scorer like Brunson, but he's gritty like him, and he'll rebound. That's from the 818 when you said, could he be a poor man's Jalen Brunson?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.